Get ready for real time, prime time, big time, show time. It's Edible Honesty time. And in the meantime, get ready for your favorite partner in crime, your host, one of the greatest talkers of all time, the king of Edible Honesty, the eighth wonder of the world, Andrew the Giant.
Hey, hey, my, hot rockin' pumpkin pie. Let's get down and let's talk about the ins and outs of the food industry. My name is Andrew. I'm your host and I am ready to rock. So let's cut right into it because today we will be readjusting almost everything you thought you knew about food. Now, there are three kinds of people. Those who make things happen. Those who watch things happen. And those who ask, what happened? Casey Stengel. And to be quite clear, Neo, every edible belief you have ever held has all been one enormous edible lie after another. So ask yourself, what happened? Well, Casey Stengel, a lot has happened. And the way that the edible powers that be pervert the edible history, why, it is akin to, was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Germans, forget about it. He's rolling. And in the book of Matthew, verse 7, chapter 15, it advises, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are wolves. And the metaphor of a Virginia wolf dressed in sheep's clothing is always the same. Not good, Little Red Riding Hood. And back in the day of the New Testament, sheep were an important part of life. And the metaphor of the pious as a flock of sheep was the standard. On the other hand, wolves were regarded as greedy and malevolent predators who were a constant and imminent threat to the innocent. And that's exactly what the edible powers that be are to us. A constant, imminent, edible threat. No different than a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. They appear to us as sheep, but really, they are a pack of bloodthirsty wolves, and you better not let them in, because a little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Ahoo! Werewolves of London. Now, there were two hampers in the bathroom, and one hamper says to the other hamper, please, please pass the socks. And the other hamper says, no socks, poo-poo undies. And that's where we are today, buried deep in a hamper filled with poo-poo undies, in a soulless and informationless world that the edible powers that be created, called the Edible Matrix. And Neo, this is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, story ends. You wake up in your bed, believe what you want to believe. But if you take the red pill, you stay in edible, honesty, wonderland, and we forage for berries until we finally find some. So, ask yourself, Neo, ever have that feeling where you're not sure if you're awake or you're still dreaming? Hello? Neo? This is the United States calling. Hello? Neo? He doesn't seem to be picking up. Time to go, Neo. Oh, good. You're back. Now, open your eyes, but very slowly. You're free of the carbonite. You're suffering from hibernation sickness. Your eyesight will return in time. Meanwhile, I spy berries all around us. Big, beautiful berries, but for some really odd, inexplicable reason, no one else can see them but me. Because almost every berry has been living under permanent, edible witness protection. And these edible witness protection berries, as they are known, have all been existing under assumed identities and mostly as vegetables. Oy, the agony. Oh, the shame to make my privates public for a game. Now, a berry is a fleshy fruit that has multiple seeds on the inside. And berries, by definition, are any fleshy fruits that are produced by a single ovary, which is really quite unvegetable-like. And we already know the rule. If something has the word berry in its name anywhere at all, it is almost an edible certainty it is not a berry. Strawberry, not a berry. Blackberry, not a berry. Raspberry, not a berry. Mulberry, not a berry. A mulberry is a collective fruit. And collective fruits are not berries because multiple ovaries of several flowers mature, packed together, and hundreds of tiny fruits all collect to form to be what we perceive one mulberry, just like Voltron. But it's not. One mulberry, as we perceive them to be, is actually an entire edible constellation of tiny mulberry fruits. And the way that the mulberry constellation forms is precisely the way a pineapple constellation forms. A mulberry is really the world's smallest pineapple that happens to grow on a tree. Oh, and it's purple, and that's just groovy. Yeah, baby! But despite the groovy factor, sadly, a mulberry is not a berry. And I'm paraphrasing. The carbon in our mulberry pies was made in the interiors of collapsing stars. Carl Sagan. Now, Neo, when most people think of a berry, they think of a bite-sized morsel that is sweet and at worst can leave a nasty stain on your new white blouse, like a mulberry. But if someone were to throw a berry at someone today, that individual would need at least a catapult, Jon Snow, and a small army of wildlings, because berries can grow to be incredibly big and weigh as much as an average adult family of 10. And to learn more about global obesity, turn into my podcast, Episode 3, Global Obesity, because the world's heaviest berry weighed in at a whopping 2,600 pounds. Now, for perspective, a wild Asian water buffalo weighs 2,600 pounds. So, holy wild Asian water buffalo-sized berries, Batman! And can I borrow your towel? My car just hit a water buffalo. Now, I know what you're thinking. What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here, Taggart? With a berry weighing in at 2,600 pounds. So what is the heavyweight champion of the berry world weighing in at 2,600 pounds? It's dramatic pause. The pumpkin. That's right. Not only is the pumpkin a fruit, but it's a berry. And for those of you who don't know Jack O'Lantern, about pumpkins, then here we go. But first, a quick transformation. By the power of Grayskull, I have the power! Ooh. Now, pumpkins are annual, crawling, herbaceous plants that produce branches and vines that can grow out of control and have a tough, hard, outer rind, just like Satan. And every part of the pumpkin is 100% edible and 100% delicious, just like Satan. And pumpkins should be consumed from stem to seed as nature intended. And throughout time, pumpkins have been used as medicines and for cooking. Now, for all you foodies out there, if you like artichoke hearts and artichoke stems, and who in the world doesn't, then a pumpkin stem will change your edible life. A little butter, a little lemon, a little Muldoon salt. Forget about it. The pumpkin stem is crazy delicious because it is responsible for delivering the vital nutrients and necessary oxygen to grow the pumpkin fruit. It is power-packed with life-affirming nutrients. And think of the pumpkin stem as an edible umbilical cord, because it is. And everyone knows pumpkin seeds are magically delicious, like green clovers, pink hearts, orange stars, and yellow moons. But so are pumpkin leaves. They are the secret ingredient behind the world's most sublime soups and stir fries. Now, pumpkin leaves are amazing raw, like in salad. However, cooking the pumpkin leaf really elevates its flavor. So use pumpkin leaves as an edible replacement instead of kale or spinach. I do, as pumpkin leaves can be steamed like spinach or baked like crispy kale chips, and the flavor is off the charts. And as a super plant food, pumpkin leaves reduce the risk of obesity because they obstruct the growth of fat in the human body while simultaneously attacking the excess body fat that already exists. Pumpkin leaves are like hiring a personal trainer and a dietitian. So waste not, want not. And the pumpkin blossom, those beautiful pumpkin flowers, just think of a squash blossom. Now envision them way tastier and with a slightly sweeter flavor. Those are pumpkin blossoms. So stuff them with cheese or grits, or just toss them in salads or saute them into anything. Everything. And I do not understand why everyone sells squash blossoms and no one sells pumpkin blossoms when an entire enormous economic windfall awaits. They are so Martha Stewart. Pumpkin blossoms should be at every farmer market whenever in season, because food in its flowering form possesses the energy from which all life is created. And if someone were to capture food in its most powerful form and harness that food into edible electricity, then life literally comes down to eating edible flowers, because that's all edible flowers are. They are pure, edible electricity. So, holy edible electricity, Batman, Book of Catwoman, verse 6, line 9, Halle Berry, Halle Berry, amen. Ooh. Now, Neo, the planet was introduced to the pumpkin during the 17th century because for some odd, inexplicable reason, the pumpkin really never had a name before the 17th century. It was mostly referred to as girl. So, holy Bird Box, Batman, Book of Penguin, verse 4, line 2. However, in the 17th century, the pumpkin was formally introduced to the world and given its noble name when a pumpkin magically transformed into a noble stagecoach in a fairy tale called Cinderella. And literally, overnight, pumpkins went from old world culinary obscurity, you know, the bottom of the food chain, straight to the tippy top of the food chain, and all over the world, as people began to instantly associate pumpkins and the Cinderella story as one. Bibbidi, bobbidi, boo. Ooh. And Cinderella pumpkins are still around today. And their interior fruit is renowned for its fairy tale-like flavor. And Cinderella pumpkins can be pureed and used to make the best pumpkin pie, bread, muffins, cookies, and cakes. Just make certain to bake them before midnight. Bibbidi, bobbidi, boo. Ooh. Now, the oldest evidence of pumpkin rinds and seeds have been found in Mexico. And they are well over 10,000 years old, yabba-dabba-doo. And back then, at the beginnings of agriculture, pumpkins played an enormous role as part of the ancient, edible, holy trinity. Pumpkins, beans, and corn were known as the three sisters. Now, metaphorically speaking, corn is the edible mother, and beans are the edible sister, and pumpkins are the edible Holy Spirit. Just think about that. And Native Americans and ancient cultures always planted the three sister crops together, because when they did, something magical would occur. David Blaine. Think of the three sisters, like Pat Riley did when he assembled LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh to play in Miami. It's simply a winning formula. The corn was the trellis upon which the beans grew to enormous jack and the beanstalk-like heights. And the beans put nitrogen in the soil, which helped the corn and pumpkins grow very tall and very full. Meanwhile, back at the Hall of Justice, the edible Holy Spirit, the super pumpkin, shaded the ground, thereby crowding out weeds for the beans while simultaneously protecting the shallow roots of the corn. Now, no blueprint exists for how the Egyptians were able to construct the Great Pyramid of Giza, but the world would love a copy. However, we do possess the edible blueprint for the Great Edible Pyramid of Mexico. So plant the three sisters together, corn, beans, and pumpkin, and behold an ancient edible paradise like none other. Now, pumpkins successfully hid from the world as berries because, let's face it, no one even knows the pumpkin is a fruit. And I get it. They are covered by a huge rind that is both hard and thick. And really, what fruit looks like that? Well, a bunch. But below the hard exterior, just below the hard and thick rind, that's where all the beautiful fruit is. And the fruit of the pumpkin is quite unique, because the fruit of the pumpkin is its pulp. And pumpkin pulp can be both sublime and savory, as in pumpkin soup with lobster creole, or pumpkin ravioli with brown butter sauce, while at the same time, it has the perfect sweetness, as in pumpkin pie or pumpkin butter, which makes the pumpkin the most versatile berry, let alone fruit, anywhere in the world. Simply put, the pumpkin is the Edible World's version of Tom Hanks or Meryl Streep. It can star in any edible role. And because of this ability to star in any role, the pumpkin creates a lot of edible confusion. Because, well, berries are just not supposed to be savory. Not like vegetables. And pumpkin anything is in hot demand all over the land. Because it's so good, Little Red Riding Hood. And canned pumpkin was in such demand during the first wave of the pandemic that nobody could find a can of pumpkin anywhere. Edible fact. It was like two-ply toilet paper. But I want you to brace yourself. Because this morning, we secretly switched the world-famous coffee at Rosati in Rome with Folger crystals. And canned pumpkin is definitely not canned pumpkin. Because in the year 1957, it was secretly switched out for Dickinson squash. Surely you can't be serious. I'm serious. And stop calling me Shirley. Mork calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Come in, laser breath. Now, grab a can of pumpkin puree from your local supermarket, any can. And every can of pumpkin puree reads the same. They all say 100% pure pumpkin. But Neo, do you remember right before you took the red pill when I told you that every edible belief you have ever held has all been one enormous edible lie after another? Well, this is one of them. Since the year 1957, when the edible powers that be comically established a standard, or more accurately, a lack thereof, and I doubt that anyone has eaten pumpkin since the year 1956, because it is not pumpkin in the can. Pumpkin is extremely seasonal and way more expensive than its uncredited, edible stunt double, the Dickinson squash. Because the Dickinson squash is the world's most unrecognized and uncredited edible stunt double in the business, period. Exclamation Smurf. However, the uncredited Dickinson squash is precisely what every person on this planet has been consuming since 1957. And I know what you're thinking. What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here? Taggart. The edible powers that be. Why they maintain the highest standard anywhere around the world. And they would never, ever deceive the edible public. But that's their job, Neo. And I know what you're thinking. Well, maybe it's not a total lie. Pumpkins and squash are nutritionally similar. And they are cousins. Yeah, but so are Tyrion and Peyton Manning. And while Tyrion is a fabulous actress, if the Super Bowl were on the line, I would want Peyton to be my starting quarterback. But the edible powers that be and Doug Peterson just sent in Tyrion with 2 minutes on the clock and the Super Bowl on the line. Wait, what? Did they just take out Peyton Manning for Tyrion Manning? But I paid to see Peyton play. Yes, I know. And we all paid for pumpkin. But somehow we're all eating Dickinson squash again. So what happened? Well, Casey Stengel, a man sits down in a restaurant to have a bowl of soup. He says to the waiter, "Will you taste the soup?" The waiter says, "Is there something wrong with the soup?" And the man says, "Just taste the soup." And the waiter says, "Is there something wrong with the soup? Is it too hot? Is it too cold?" And the man says, "Just taste the soup." And the waiter says, "Fine, I'll taste the soup. Where's the spoon?" Aha! There's no spoon. And that's all pumpkin in a can is. A missing spoon. But Neo, the great worldwide pumpkin edible magic deception tour does not end there. Because the pumpkin spice latte is back, and you waited a whole year, and it only comes out once a year, like the Shamrock Shake. You know it's special. However, Detective Columbo couldn't find a trace of pumpkin anywhere at all in that latte, and he is good. So, okay, your pumpkin latte is an edible stunt double like canned pumpkin. So now you pick up a jar of pumpkin spice from the spice section at your local supermarket because you just want to make your famous pumpkin pancakes with pumpkin-infused syrup. However, Detective Columbo couldn't find a trace of pumpkin anywhere in that jar of pumpkin spice at all. And you went to purchase that specifically. And this great pumpkin edible deception was orchestrated and approved by the edible powers that be. A very, very long time ago, strawberry shortcake and pumpkin spice was just another way to take advantage of the pumpkin-crazed edible public. So someone came up with a flavor profile. And that's all pumpkin spice is. It's a flavor profile, an edible grand illusion. So welcome to the grand illusion. Come on in and see what's happening. Pay the price, get your tickets to the show. And this edible grand illusion called pumpkin spice has been thrilling audiences for decades. Since the year 1957, just like Styx. But pumpkin spice is an edible euphemism for no effing pumpkin. There are spices in every jar of pumpkin spice. There's cinnamon, ginger, cloves, nutmeg, and allspice, but never pumpkin. Not even for a cameo. And no one ever noticed. Because at present, the world cannot get enough jars of pumpkin spice and cans of pumpkin puree. See the last pandemic for evidence. And that is like saying the entire planet believes in the edible existence of the Easter Bunny or the Tooth Fairy or unicorns. Carol Ann, honey, do you see the light? Run to the light, Carol Ann. Run as fast as you can. Because to actually eat pumpkin on this planet, you have to go to a farmer's market or take a trip on a supersonic ship to a local farm, well, all right, and take home a pumpkin and grab everything else they are growing, rinse and repeat, meaning go back to the farm, go back to the farmer's market, and continue to shop and interact with your local farmers. Because local farmers are vital to our collective existence in the future. And your local farmer should really be your local supermarket anyway. And to learn more about supermarkets, tune into my podcast, Episode 4, American Supermarkets. Your local farmers are experts on food. They know which pumpkin is best for soup, and which pumpkins are best for pies, and which is ideal for carving. Plus, after visiting your local farm, the world's tastiest pumpkin pie will finally be within your grasp. And it is so very easy to make 100% pumpkin puree yourself instead of going to the supermarket and purchasing another can of Dickinson squash. All you have to do is separate and save the seeds and scoop out the pumpkin pulp. And then you can say a fond farewell to the Pumpkins edible stunt double, the Dickinson squash, one last time. Now, when my mother took me to see Snow White, everyone fell in love with Snow White. I fell for the Wicked Queen, Alvy Singer. And the thing about pumpkin pulp, you know, it's fruit, it's pulp, is that, and it's a little kinky, yeah, baby, is that pumpkin pulp really is not pumpkin pulp. But truly, that does sound tasty at Winston. Because the savory and kinky inside of the pumpkin, what we call its pulp, is actually its ovary wall. Surely you can't be serious. I'm serious. And stop calling me Shirley. Oh my God. What is this? It is seriously so good. Mom, what is this? It's ovary wall pie. Oh my God, it is so delicious. Mom, may I have more ovary wall pie, please? That's right, Don. It's the culinary sensation that is sweeping the nation. Kids everywhere are screaming, Mom, may I have more ovary wall pie, please? And remember, folks, that's Grandma's world famous warm ovary wall pie. Everyone loves Grandma's world-famous warm ovary wall pie. And you will, too. It's a real great pie, and it's warm. Oh, my. It's Grandma's world-famous warm ovary wall pie. Ooh. Ooh. And let's face it. Pumpkin. Being the big berry that it is, needs a new name, one befitting its actual identity. So from this day forward, pumpkins shall now be known as pumpkin berries. So holy pumpkin berries, Batman, Book of Joker, verse 2, line 6. Pumpkin berries are super refreshing because they are just an enormous glass of water. Pumpkin berries are 90% water, which makes them a super low-calorie food and a super low-fat food. And pumpkin berries have a third of the calories of sweet potatoes, and they contain way more fiber than kale and way more potassium than bananas. And pumpkin berries are the only berry and the only fruit on this planet whose colors naturally form an edible rainbow. Think about that for a second. Pumpkin berries can naturally be found in red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Roy G. Biv, that's an entire edible rainbow, just like a bag of Skittles. And if unicorns existed, they would only eat pumpkin berries because unicorns only eat rainbows. And why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side? Well, Kermit, there are still 45 varieties of pumpkin berries left on Earth. And all of them are 100% edible. And pumpkin berries, when in season, are the edible equivalent of the McRib. Dear Leslie, OMG, the McRib is back. Dear Chow, OMG, the pumpkin berry is back. Because the moment pumpkin berries are in season, people go crazy. Like, tickle me Elmo crazy. Isn't that right, Hulkster? Let me tell you something, Mean Gene. Pumpkin berry mania is running wild during the month of October, brother. And what you gonna do when pumpkin mania runs wild on you? Oh, yeah. Your Honor, I object. You would overact. Ooh. Ooh. There are literally 500 seeds that fill the interior, ovary wall of every pumpkin berry. That's a battalion of pure protein. And pumpkin berries are clearly berries because they check every box. The pumpkin berry fruit is developed directly from the flower of the plant. And the pumpkin berry plant contains a single ovary. So that's textbook so far. Single ovary, fruit developed directly from the flower. It's a berry. Over. Now, on the inside of the pumpkin awaits a multitude of seeds, like 500 of them. Okay, so we have multiple seeds on the inside of the fruit. Roger that. Definitely a berry. Over. And lastly, the fruit of the pumpkin, its ovary wall, is fleshy and soft and tasty. Roger that. The fruit is fleshy and soft. Over. And tasty. Over. This is Captain Roger Pumpkinberry. Are we cleared for takeoff? Over. Flight 2, 09er. You're cleared for takeoff. The pumpkin is a berry, and so is the captain. Over. And down goes Frazier. Well, it's been decided, folks. The pumpkinberry is a berry. It has finally been liberated from edible hell and freed from the edible matrix and finally released from permanent edible witness protection. And an edible wrong has finally been edibly righted. Plus, the pumpkin now has a super cool new name, the pumpkin berry. And it's finally free to hang out with its extended family, all the other fruits. Now, Linus, there are three things I've learned never to discuss with people: religion, politics, and the great pumpkin berry. This is Mean Gene Okerlund here at the Pumpkin Berry Patch, and I'm here with the nature boy, Ric Flair. Rick, mean! Woo! My God! Gene! Pumpkinberries are styling and profiling like the nature boy, woo, that I declare October to be pumpkinberry, woo, think about it, mean, woo, my God, Gene, June, July, August, September, pumpkinberry, woo, just sounds right, woo. Well, you heard it here first, folks. That's Grandma's world-famous, warm, ovary, wall pie. And please stop calling the pumpkin berry a vegetable. Pumpkin berries are berries. And berries are fruits. However, pumpkin berries do make the best fruit burger ever. Or to be more specific, pumpkin berries make the best berry burger anywhere on the planet. And berry burgers are a new division of our fruit burgers created by the team over here at Edible Honesty. And if you thought veggie burgers were even remotely tasty, wait until you taste our fruit burger and berry burger line. And they never bleed. And they never pay homage or taste like dead animals. So long live edible artwork, and long live the newly launched fruit burger and berry burger line by the people at Edible Honesty. And fruit burgers and berry burgers source all of their ingredients from identifiable farms and identifiable farmers. So for those of you ready to start eating and experiencing something super sexy, then simply email info@ediblehonesty.com and you will be that much closer. My name is Andrew. I want to thank you so much for listening. And to all my fans, out there, thank you so much. And a huge edible shout out to my favorite farmer, Goyo, at my favorite farm, JR Organics in Escondido, California. Do not walk. Run to that farm and buy whatever Goyo is growing. It is absolutely the best. And a huge edible shout out to Matt Damon, who probably understands at this point that pumpkins are not vegetables. They are fruits and big, beautiful berries at that. And I have been getting all of your emails and your comments, and thank you, and do not stop. Email me at info@ediblehonesty.com and share your favorite pumpkin berry recipes with me. And do not forget to give us a 5-star rating on iTunes and Podchaser. And no, I am not signed by any media outlet yet. And CNN, Food Network, Cooking Channel, Martha Stewart, ABC News, Comedy Central, whoever else, I'm available. So get in contact with me and let's work out a deal and let's get Edible Honesty what it deserves, a syndicated platform. So get ready to tune in next episode for more Edible Honesty, same edible time, same edible station. Ooh. All right, folks, this is Captain Roger Pumpkinberry, and I want to remind you that this is a non-smoking flight. Smoking is prohibited on the entire aircraft, including the bathrooms, and tampering with, disabling, or destroying the lavatory smoke detectors is prohibited by law. Now, if you have any questions about our flight today, please don't hesitate to ask one of our flight attendants. Thank you, and have a safe flight.